Knusig of Yorgel Yava. Okay, so let's take a bite. Take a chunk of it in. So the guy says, in the middle of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Reichem Shem Rav Shimon Ben Yehitzadok Nimnu Begamru. First of all, just before, I should know where I'm holding. The Elam was here this morning? Like, where's everybody holding? The Elam was here already this morning. Very good. Okay, so again, Amar Reichem Shem Rav Shimon Ben Yehitzadok Nimnu Begamru Ba'aliyas Beis Nitnatsu Belud Kol Aveir Shibutayr Maimali Lodom Avar Ve'al Tehar Yavar Ve'al Yehar Chutz Me'vad Eskichavim Begilirai Shvishichus Domim. So the derech chal, the chal is yara ba'al yehor. Rashi says we didn't have to b'chayim. Not really, unfortunately, why there's not happen b'chayim. The Gemara is b'chayim in Rabbi Shmuel. We had b'chayim in the Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Pikuch Nefesh by a chayla, let's say. But Rashi assumes that here also it's, that's the chor of the pastors, that here also it's also b'chayim. The cloud is a chayber. Then this is a taisus in the bottom of the base. We'll talk about it a little bit later. Taisus in the bottom of the base says that bemis to slark. Taisus has a kasha. The Gemara has a sofek if the noach is mitzvah al kiddush Hashem. It says that the noach has to be meisa nefesh for his averes. That's so clear how the Gemara comes out. Machlokes Rishonim. What's the maskanas? The Gemara was more raised. The Gemara, yes, pleasure the bayah, not pleasure the bayah. The Gemara has a bayah. Is the noach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem? Tais over there asks, what's the bayit? What's the shaila? Forget Kiddush Hashem. The whole heter of Pikuch Nefesh is based on the chayda. The chayda was said by Yisrael, not by Ibn Noach. There's no pasuk of a chayda by Ibn Noach. So forget the issue of Kiddush Hashem. Mecha taste the goyish shouldn't be mechuyv to be most. He has his mitzvahs. This is Ibn Noach. So who says he has any excuses? Why should he have a heter to be over? You don't have to. Why factor in? Forget Kiddush Hashem. He has be'etzem no heter v'chayva. So Taisus answers that really it's a svara. It's a svara that you don't have to be meisa nefesh for not to violate an aver. You only need. Taisus doesn't spell out what the svara is. We'll come back to that later on. Taisus the lebem is just svara. So why do I need the pasuk chaymem? The Meister Rabbi Shmuel and Moshe invokes the pasuk of a chaymem. So Taisa says that I only need the chaymem. I shouldn't learn out from Gilei Raish and Shvichas Dom. In other words, without the chaymem, I would say it's a svar. Really, it's a svar. Why should I not have to be meisa nefesh? But the fact is that by Gilei Raish and Shvichas Dom, we have a limud that you do have to be meisa nefesh. So later on, the limud for Gilei Raish and Shvichas Dom. Shvichas Dom is my chosus. Gilei Raish will learn out from Shvichas Dom. By Avodah Zarah says v'yahafto. So I would have said maybe we should learn out from there to kol ha'terakul v'yahafto mimayis ha'nefesh. So I need a pasuk of b'chayvim to be mafkiyah not to learn out from Gilei Raish and Shvichas Domim. But really, b'etzem it's a svar, you don't have to be mimayis ha'nefesh. B'chayvim is just not to learn out otherwise from Gilei Raish and Shvichas Domim. Yeah, could be Rashi agrees to that, I don't know. The fact is, others say that Rashi's chalik. You see, Rashi says the heter is not b'chayvim. If he tells you it's not b'chayvim, it's a svar. I don't know, that's muchuch. At the end of the day, Tais also agrees it's a pasuk of a chaybem. Without a chaybem, I would learn after Gilei Raish and Shvichas Domim. So at the end of the day, there has to be a pasuk of a chaybem. Maybe that's what Rashi means. It's hard to know, hard to build anything firm on that. Akoponim. So we have these three exceptions. Well, Behemshik will explain each one of these exceptions has a mocker. Gilei Raish, Avodah Zarah, we learn after Yahavto. The whole Nafshchat, we'll know it was Nafshchat, we'll see Behemshik. Shvichas Domim is a Sora, my Chosis, the Domim is a Chosumuk Tvei, Midomid Chavrech, and Gilei Raish went after Mehekesh to Shvichas Domim, because it says Kasher, Yochim Eishre, Yisharev, Arogay Nefesh, Ken Adomar Zed, says, Banayim Merosa, so we're not Nayim Merosa from Shvichas Domim. So therefore, those are the three exceptions where you have a din of Yehoreg, Bial Yava, like the three cardinal of Eir. That's Rabbi Yochim Shum Abshim Ben Yitzchak. Gemara says, "Avodah Zarah, no, is that true? That by Avodah Zarah, Taki, he's not allowed to be over. We are Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, Rabbi Shmuel.
Minayin shem omelei la'odam avoid avodis kechavim v'al tehorig minayin she yavoy v'al yehorig tam loy mevachaybem loy she yomus ben. Reb Shmuel says that we're going after mevachaybem that by avodah zarah he should be chayv for the avera and not be moisa nefesh. You see, by avodah zarah we say mevachaybem, we don't say yehorig v'al yavoy. Yochal afilu b'farasyo tam loy mevachaybem loy sechal v'shem chotshi v'nikdashti. The farasyo is different, still lesher. Kapon, we see in Rabbi Shmuel that Avodah Zarah, you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. So my answer is, Inu d'omek Rabbi Loza. Inu chanami, it's not going to be like Rabbi Shmuel, it's not like this. But they're going like Rabbi Loza, the Tanya of Lezer right now. You have to say, Shem Alekecha, b'chol avofa, b'chol nafsha, b'chol meidecha. Never b'chol nafsha, never b'chol meidecha. Never b'chol meidecha, lo, never b'chol nafsha. Yesh l'chol dem, shiguf v'chol v'lo v'mimayner. Kach never b'chol nafsha. So Rabbi Blazer holds it, that we have a drosha called Nafshecha that you have to be Moisa Nefesh for Avas Hashem. So what's Avas Hashem? Not to be able to have a desire. What does Rashi say? You have to say Hashem Alekech. Well, we skipped a few Rashi, but don't do all the Rashi's. Nis Hashem Eish. Yavel Yehog v'chaybem v'lo shiomus v'em chus me v'le zor l'kam in yolofa v'ferhesi l'kam v'farsh kam v'ferhesi l'kam v'ferhesi l'kam v'ferhesi l'kam v'ferhesi k'chil Hashem v'tzorach l'kadosh es Hashem v'zeo v'nikdashti shem l'yse nafshe al abas yaitse. The mashmosh of Rashi is that k'chil Hashem is only v'ferhesi, but tzuna there's no such thing as k'chil Hashem. K'chil Hashem by definition is v'ferhesi. The Gimel Averis, the after Moshe Nefesh, nothing to do with Chil Hashem. The Gimel Averis, the after Moshe Nefesh, but sin is without Chil Hashem. The Chaim Aver itself, my man writes the way, the Chaim Aver itself is Mechayim Mesiris Nefesh. For Esio is only Basar. We'll see later, maybe other Shittas. You have to say Hashem Lekecha. Mashma Shalei Samirenu Babariz Kichavim. Avas Hashem means not to be Avod Avazar. So from you have to learn out that for Avod Avazar, you have to be Moshe Nefesh. Let me start first from maybe a side thing. The Blessed learns out from Vihafto that you have to be Moisa Nefesh rather than be Eved Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shimon Yoy Tzodok said that for Avodah Zarah you have to be Moisa Nefesh, you don't say it's Yavar, it's Yehor V'al Yavar. That's Inu Do'omer Kabbalah, that's going like a Kabbalah. So Yesh Lodom, is this din of Bechol Levovcha, you have to be Moisa Nefesh or Avodah Zarah, is the pshat that's restoring the Yisrael Vodazor itself? Without this posek, I would say b'chai b'hem that b'mokam pikuch nefesh b'mokam oynes, you're allowed to be Eved Avodazor. Comes along the posek we have to and says no, you don't reckon with the oynes, and it reverts to the original Yisrael Vodazor. And what basically the Yisrael over here is an Yisrael Vodazor, or perhaps is this thing of Yahavta a new mitzvah? So new thing. Mitzad the Yisrael Vodazorah per se, maybe you have a heter of oynus, but there's a new mitzvah of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha to be Moisa Nefesh v'Avas Hashem.
That's not a nase though. It's really just you're withholding for something. Being Moisa Nefesh.
It was a rhetorical question. Well, it could be an essay. It could be a Sarah essay. So like this. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I don't know if anyone got around to seeing the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I'll just tell you now, just last. I want to get familiar with the Inyan, because we're going to come back to this Gemara in Avodah Zarah with Stalma later, perhaps. But just to start to become familiar. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet, is Dan. Says the Gemara brings Gemara is talking about the din of nevad. A behemoth that was nevad is avodah zarah, is also to bring as a carbon. It's also a gavaya. So the head is not also because balechayim don't become also. Balechayim don't become also if you worship them. But the gavaya, it's also it's a nevad, it's possible to carbon. So the Gemara there brings a brisa. Nevet shaloi aser b'shal chaverei muta. Somebody's mishtachavet to his own behemoth becomes aser, but it's a mishtachavet to somebody else's behemoth, then it does not become aser. Because einam aser dov v'sheinu shaloi, you can't aser somebody else's behemoth. So you might ask from another brisa. The brisa says ezu nevad kol shaloi demaisai ben b'shoygig ben b'meizid ben v'ainis ben b'rotsim. Says the Gemara, "Hi, Oymus Hefidomi. What's the case that he was over a behemoth? He was over a behemoth, b'ainis." What does it mean by inus? So the Lord thinks it means my love. You're going to onas behemas chaveiro v'shtachavolam. What's the kind? The Lord thinks it means he was ma'anus the behemoth to be over it, meaning his own behemoth is in his rishus to be over it. But he attacked somebody else's behemoth was over it. He attacked somebody else's property. And the Bryce is the Lord thinks that's what it means inus. Inus means that he was m'shtachavolam somebody else's behemoth. So it's an act of hezek on somebody else's. He's perpetrating a psul on somebody else's behemoth. So you see, you can ask somebody else's behemoth. So that's not the shot. The oilim, he was mishachavet to his own behemoth. So what does it mean by this? It means poshut. It means, only Rabbi Rami Rachama, like, you're going to shansu, oite kechavim, vishachavet, lebehemtik, that goyim, we're ma'anisim, to be mishachavet to his own behemoth. And it becomes also as never. Back to the Gemara, maskevler of Zera. Oynes, Rachmana Patri, Nixivel Anayale Tasadova. If it was Va'oynes, so he's Onus. So why should Behema become Osir? We have in Kola Terakula, we have a Ptur Oynesin, Vel Anayale Tasadova, that the Oynes is Potter. So if somebody was, if he was Nenas to be Oyvid of a Zorah, why should the Behema become Osir? So by itself, Rav Zera needs a Hezbollah. What's Rav Zera saying? We all know, we just learned the Gemara, that for Avodah Zorah, you have to be Maaseh Nefesh. So what are you telling me? When I have a Tassadovi, he's Onus. By Avodah Zorah, you're not supposed to be. By Avodah Zorah, you have to be Maaseh Nefesh. So Tosfos says, that Rav Zera agrees, rather Rav Zera also agrees, that you have to be Maaseh Nefesh for Avodah Zorah. But Rav Zera holds that nonetheless, even though you have to be Maaseh Nefesh, not to be Avodah Zorah, that's L'chatchilah. But if you did it, you have a Ptur Einshin of L'nar L'Tassadovi. You put them in Oynish. You're not Nerab. That's the famous Ram also. The Ram writes that by the Gimel Aneris, even though you have a din of Yor Gal Yavar, but if you did it, you're not Nerab. Because you're Onus. And the Shema says, the Melchus from this Gemara, from Abzer. That's what Abzer is saying. Abzer is saying, L'nai le tasa dover. And it's very Medui, Bem, as Taisus points out. It's very Medui. Abzer didn't say B'chai Bem. If Abzer meant that it's Mutal Chatil, should have quoted B'chai Bem. Usually, pikuch nefesh, the heter to be over in Isser Ba'inis is from v'chaybem. Zera didn't quote v'chaybem because Zera knows that v'chaybem doesn't apply by Avodah Zorah. By Avodah Zorah, you have to be moisa nefesh. Zera is just saying, okay, fine, you have to be moisa nefesh. But if you did it, you're not nenash shalst Avodah Zorah. It says v'lenar letasa dover. And Rav Zera holds just like you're not nenash, the behemah doesn't become osa. That's a jump that needs a hesber all by itself. We're not going to get into that right now. I'm not making any promises about later, but that's a jump all by itself. Like Mecha Tesis, because you have a Tur Ancient, why does it follow the behemoth is not Nessa? But Rav Zera holds it goes together. If there are no consequences for him, so there's no consequences for the behemoth either. It's not cool that the behemoth, he's not allowed to do it. But Lemais, if he did it, he's Potem in Ancient, and Rav Zera holds that by the same token that the behemoth is not Nessa. That's what Rav Zera learns out from Lenaira Leitasatok. So that's all by itself. Rav Zera here is an important Yisoy. Ka'omer, the Chandash Lema says this is the Mokka for the Rama, that even the Mokka when you have a dinner of Yehor Gal Yavar, but you still potter also, you still have a Ptura Isin. Then, the Gemara says, so if there's asking a Kasha, you on his Zed side, the Brisa says that you were Mishtachavet to a Behemah, but Ainis, the Behemah is also. So if there is, why is the Behemah also? But Lanayar Latasadov, you're on. Says the Gemara, Elo Marovo, Hakol Hoyu Bechal Loisavdin. Really, there's a general issue of Loisavdin, not to worship, not to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. Ukshepoit lachakosu v'chai bem v'loishi yomus bem yotza oynis. But then the Torah said v'chai bem that pemokam oynis smuter. V'hodik zikosu rachmanu leisechal l'shem kolchi. But then the Torah says leisechal l'shem kolchi. Tchil Hashem. Okay, it's sad. That feel oynis, which means even oynis you have to be mekadosh shem shemayim. Okay, it's sad. Hobit sinu b'faresya. Is a chiluk in sinu b'faresya. V'tsinu you have v'chai bem. And b'faresya you have chil Hashem. So here we're talking about where he worshipped the behemoth b'farhesio. So if you worship the behemoth b'farhesio, then he doesn't have a p'troinus, because t'chil Hashem doesn't have an excuse of oinus. So mele the behemoth is also, but sinu is taka v'chai behemoth, the behemoth is not also. That's Rav over there in the Gemara. So who does that sound like? So first of all, Taisa speaks out that Rav, that writes that apparently Rav is choluk and Abzer is Yisrael. And Rava holds that even that you don't say Vilanai Latasa, that even though there's Vilanai Latasa Dova, even though there's Vilanai Latasa Dova, you bought it from the Oynish, but the behemoth nets there anyway. That's number one. It's a lot to swallow all at once this come up. Maybe I should put it on a mark. Okay, we're just seeing it for the first time. We'll see this Gemara in the future. Right now, I just want to bring out one. I want to get to one particular Nikuta. So again, what's Rava saying? Rava's Chaluk and Abzer. Rav Zeir said the behema is not nesa because when Ayala Tassadov comes along, Rav and he says, no, the behema is nesa. So first of all, Taisa speaks out. Apparently, Rav is chaluk and Rav Zeir in Svar. Rav holds that even though he's on, even though it's a p'tur einshin of an Ayala Tassadov, that the behema is still also. And Rav is mechalik between he has a p'tur einshin, but the behema nonetheless is not allowed to do it. The behema is nesa. But Rav in addition says that that's only the faresi, because you have chil Hashem. But b'tzino you have a hetev v'chaybe. So at face value, who does that sound like? Rabbi Shmuel. Sounds like Rabbi holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi is mechalav by between sinna and faresia. B'tzino you have a chaybe, and b'faresia you have a lois chal Hashem kol. That mamish echoes Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisa says at the beginning that Chorit sounds like Rav is passing like Rabbi Shmuel, that Rav is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Fizeh says Taisa is the halacha of Chorit is like Rabbi Shmuel. Says Taisa, that Taisa's first reaction, and then Mrs. Agla says she the beginning of Ksuvus, no idea. Maybe tomorrow Malcolm also should look it up. The beginning of Dav Gimel with Beis in the Agla says she on the Rosh, he says that the halacha is. He says the halacha is that there's no chiluk in the gimel averus and other averus, but kula b'tzinah is yav v'al yahareg. Only the faresi is yav v'al yahareg. Sorry, like Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't say where he's coming from. He's coming from here, from this taisus. Taisus the chayr rov is like Rabbi Shmuel. However, taisus is chas v'shalom. Can't be chas v'shalom to say this, but as well the din is some of this chas v'shalom came out of the experience of the Baal Yataisus. It's chas v'shalom to say that Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel. Avaris yor gal yavet be'evad avad azor. So Elamai said, "What? How do you explain the Gemara?" So Taisa says, "Rava was saying, Rava wanted a zet sign the brayse even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Was it echanami according to Rava? According to the halacha, we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. So the behemah is also even mitzina. But Rava saying even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the brayse is good because a mishtachav le behemtoy ba'inis is talking about the ferhesia where even Rabbi Shmuel would concede." That you're not allowed to be you have to be Moshe Nefesh because of Chil Hashem. So he was saying like you know I'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel, but halacha Rava wasn't really taking the side like Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. Then comes along Taisus, and he brings a smag. Relation he could see. Kosev a sefer amisus shaloi, a different shot in the Gemara. That La'olam Rava is going not like Rabbi Shmuel. He's not even saying I'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel. He's saying I'll leave with the Hilchah said that we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. And you have to be Moshe Nefesh by Avodah Zarah, even with Sinah, because it says we have to. So what's Rava being Mechalik? Rava says if you're Mishtachav to, but if they were Ma'anis, you hit Sinah, so the Behemah is not Nesah. And if they're Ma'anis, you with Arhesio, then the Behemah is Nesah. What's the difference? You have to be Moshe Nefesh regardless, we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Smad, it's a big difference. If they were ma'anis and bitsino, so he's taka on the Israel, but he's taka on us. It says v'chai behem, and he taka is on us. He's not mechuyif to be moshe nefesh. Aye, what about the ahafta? He says v'ahavta is a new mitzvah esse, but it still doesn't revert to being avodah zarah. He says the iser avodah zarah he doesn't have, not only in the einish, but not even in the azhara. He doesn't violate the azhara of avodah zarah, and he doesn't violate the einish of avodah. Doesn't have the einish of avodah zarah. He has an assay of v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. He's violating an assay of v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol lebcha. And violating an assay doesn't ask the behemoth. Masha'enkein, when it comes to, when Masha'enkein, b'farhesio, you have to be moisen nefesh for the Yisra of Adizor. Something means because b'farhesio, you have to be moisen nefesh for any of it. That's the rule, b'farhesio, at least if it's l'havar o'isra of das, that's the thing we'll see, b'hemshech hasugya, that for all of it, you have to be moisen nefesh. There already you have to be moisen nefesh for the Yisra of Adizor per se. So if you have, when it's b'farhesio, you have a chiyum b'sirus nefesh for the Yisra of Adizor. If you have a chiyuv mesiras nefesh for the iser v'rizora, then there's no din of onus. Then you're not an onus, and if you're not an onus, then the behemah is nesa. That's how the smag learns up shot in Rav. B'kitzur, the smag is saying a chiluk. The smag is mamash addressing this chakir that we're saying. He's saying v'yahavtes Hashem alekecho does not mean that it reverts to the iser v'rizora. As far as the iser v'rizora is concerned, la'olam yistaka onus v'chaybem. He has a heter v'chaybem. That's the lashon rova. Hakol hoyu that the Torah says b'chaybem, but sinner it says b'chaybem. Even a rova holds you mechuyev be'emes to be moisen nefesh. That's a new mitzvah. We have to Hashem Elokecha. But as far as avodah zara is concerned, b'chaybem was said by avodah zara also, and therefore if you're oved avodah zara under ba'ainis, it's you have a din of b'chaybem, and you're not over the yisra of avodah zara. You violated a mitzvah essay. You'll be have to Hashem Elokecha. That has nothing to do with pastoring the bain. You said, but the Zohar itself, you didn't violate. Mashiach came before Hesiel. But sinni, not mechuyif to be meisa nefesh for the Zohar. You mechuyif to be meisa nefesh for Avas Hashem. So that doesn't ask the behemoth. Before Hesiel, on the other hand, you have to be meisa nefesh for the Yisrael of the Zohar itself. Because the Yisrael of the Zohar is no different than any other. For any other, you have to be meisa nefesh before Hesiel. So before Hesiel already, you have to be meisa nefesh for the Yisrael of the Zohar. If you have to be meisa nefesh for the Yisrael of the Zohar, so then the behemoth becomes Nessa. Then the behemoth becomes Nessa. Yeah, so in this smag, you see tremendous, yeah.
But even when it's for our heads, it's not because of
Israel,
but it's because
of Los Chalos and Kochi. But means that for all Averis, you have to be Loisin, for all Averis.
Depending on
Averis,
because it's even
archetypal. Yeah, so it says in this Smag Chiddush also. Right. That's true. It says in this Smag Chiddush that V'loy Sechal Hashem Kodshi, Chil Hashem, is not a new Isser, but it takes off. It means you're not allowed to lose the Chaybem. You can't say the Chaybem. Forget the Torah wants to be Mekam. You lose the Chaybem. It takes off the Chaybem. And of course, you're Mechal Hashem Shemayim, but besides Mechal Hashem Shemayim, you lose. Because you're Mechuyiv. The Nekud is like this. You only have a chaybehem when you're not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. If you're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, you lose the chaybehem. So when it comes to avodah zarah b'faresio, you're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh for avodah zarah. If you're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, because of an ikdashni, but if you're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, you lose the chaybehem. And the other way, avodah zarah b'tzino, you're not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh for avodah zarah, for the isra avodah zarah. You're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh for a different isra of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha, the isra say of Avas Hashem. But you're not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh for avodah zarah, and therefore, as far as the isra avodah zarah is concerned, it's called that you have an heter b'chaybem.
Why don't you lose the chaybem for that?
Because you're not being meisa nefesh for avodah zarah. Let's say one act has two isurim involved, and I have one of them I have to be meisa nefesh for, and the other one I don't have to be meisa nefesh for. So the one that I don't have to be meisa nefesh for, I have a b'chaybem. Even though the mice I'm supposed to be mice and nefesh, because entailed in here, well, let's say, you know, there would be some act of being oibed of I don't know, being boiled and erva in a way that's going to be a chil Shabbos. So for chil Shabbos, not mechuyev to be mice and nefesh. For the being boiled and erva, you are mechuyev to be mice and nefesh. And some of the smag would say that you're not chai for chil Shabbos. Because far as chil Shabbos is concerned, you have no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. The chiyuv mesiras nefesh comes out the other iser. So by avodah zarah b'tzino, there's no chiyuv mesiras nefesh for the iser of avodah zarah. There's a chiyuv mesiras nefesh for the iser of the iser of yahavto. So fine, so he's chayfer v'haftu, but he's not chayfer but his zor. Now she'enke b'farhesio, b'farhesi is mechuyif v'moise nefesh for any avera. And if he's mechuyif, you know, and therefore he's mechuyif to be meisa nefesh for the aveira of avodah zarah itself. It's like goyim than any other aveira entirely. They have to be meisa nefesh for b'pharesia, and that already takes off a chayven, and therefore and then already is chay, and the behem is nesa. I mean, maybe as a petition of v'lenayel tassadover that the smag doesn't address, but the meisa is called that he was able to avodah zarah and the behem is nesa.
It's still hard to say though, just because our pasana is. Example, something that would have, like I would
quicker
said,
it's because
of
those sauces. Yeah, I hear.
What's the
omen
for
Arkansas? What about Arkansas? I think they asked this. Yeah, the son of Shalvi. You have to be Mysa Nefesh and Minigisal too. But you're being Mysa Nefesh and Minigisal. And you have to be Mysa Nefesh for, Koshkin, you have to be Mysa Nefesh for Averis. But for Hes, you have to be Mysa Nefesh even for a minug. And then Chayami, whatever penalty there might be for violating a minug, not that there is any, but we assume there's some penalty for violating a minug, you would be Chayiv in that penalty. Because the Nikdashti is Mechayiv that you have to be Mysa Nefesh not to violate a minug. And you have to be Mysa Nefesh for Hes, not to, when it's the other Osa, 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 Lados, not to, you have to be Mysa Nefesh not to violate a din. And therefore you lose the heter of a chayva. And if you lose the heter of a chayva, then you take a chayva. Or at least the behem is taka nesa. I mean, whether you are nenash, that goes into the Rav Zera's time of Lenar and Tassadov, or maybe you have a Ptoranshim. The Smag doesn't address that directly. The Ram says you're not nenash. Okay? But a kaponim is called that you violated. The chayven you don't have. You don't have the chayven, so it's just in the behem is nesa. Could be this connected to now too. This the same shita that we see here in the smag. So what, this is what I want to bring out now. This can learn about it, I'll probably come back to, but what I want to bring out for the time being is the shita of the smag, that the ahavta Hashem Elokecha is a nuis. It's not avodah zarah. Faket, avodah zarah has v'chayven. And if you and the behem is not nesa. That's the litmus test. And this can learn about it, that's the litmus test. If you're over on avodah zarah, the behem is nesa. If you're over on some side iser, then the behem is not nesa. Avodah Zarah b'tzinah, you're over a side iser, so we have to shem lekecho. But you're not over on the smacks is the favorite. Not on the asara, not on the einish. So then the behem is not nesa. V'farhesia, then you have to be meisa nefesh for avodah zarah. So then already the behem is nesa. Because then you're violating avodah zarah. I think you see the same. I think you see the same idea in a Tosis in Pesachim Daf Chafei. Most in Pesachim Daf Chafei. Nobody was here when we learned Pesachim, right? We have any such veterans from when we learned Pesachim? You might have heard Zohar says also the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bakol Misrapin. If you need a refuah, so you'd be allowed to violate any avera for pikuch nefesh. But it's parallel to Agamor. Agamor's talking about the oinus. Back then, you know, they held the gun to his head. And then over there, talking about he needs a refuah. He has some kind of deathly illness, it's very similar things. So it says over there, about kalmis rapin, chutz me avarizor gilarais and shvichas dom. And the Gemara brings the same in Mundum. Avodizor because it says v'yahafto and shvichas dom because my chosis and gilarais is hukish to shvichas dom. Very similar to Dagama. So, what's the case of Avodah Zarah, of being misrapi with Avodah Zarah? So, the Gemara talks about being misrapi by Asi Asher. There's some Asi Asher that he needs for medicine. The other one is going to die. Now, I'll do it. I'll call him misrapi and call him Asi Asher. So, the Shiloh over there is, they're not asking him, the Rafu is not to bow down to the Asher. He wants to take that asher and use them for a medicine. So why is that called a violation of avodah zarah at all? Says the Ran here in Agamara. Says the Ran that where's the Ran? Maybe the Ran is over there. Okay, for the Ran is probably over there. Says the Ran. Inu b'chalav is right. When the Torah said you have to be Moisei Nefesh of Avodah Zarah, so that includes not only the Yisra of being Oved of Avodah Zarah Mamish,
but all of the satellite Yisurim, like Yisra Hanova Vadazara. Yisra Hanova Vadazara is not Yisra Vadazara, it's not Chayim Yisra. But nonetheless, there is an Yisra of Leipot, Bechoy Biot Chamumum and Acharem, Vadazara is also Bahana. So, if you like, so the Yisra Hanova Vadazara is also Yorag Valya. And the Rav brings a raya from a Gemara by us later on at the end of the sugya. There was a story by us that somebody was hella libaitino, he was dying of love, and or lust anyway. And the Reifim said, "Ainly refuah hachitivoloi," and Chacham said no. And then they said, "Well, Talmud lefan of Aruma," and Chacham said no. And then it says, "Tesapi mamechayr ageder," and the Gemara said, and Chacham said no. So and he died. So the Gemara says, "Meila she was an eshesish," so we understand it. But if she was a pnuya maikul yahai, so the Gemara shalayu bnei sof gehefer. Says the Ran, but apparently she would be an eshesish. Then we would understand the whole thing. We would understand the whole. We don't have to. But the Gemara says we understand it if she's an eshesish. Why there was some machmir, not even sapi meyachayr together, because even the sapi with an eshesish is an aver. But if she was a pnuya, what's the terrible? She be misapi meyachayr together. Well, what we so gefel? Go have a blind date. Well, what's the? Why was that yahor gal yaver? The Gemara says shalayu bnei sof gehefer. But if she's an eshesish, then we understand it. That it's yahor gal yaver not to be misapi with an eshesish. Says the Ran, to be misapi with an eshesish. What is it? Masikavul maximum, masikavul gal zero. It's not a raya. It's mamish. So why is that yahor gal yaver? Says the Ran, you see, inu b'chalav Israel. If you have to be meis nefesh for gilui arayas, and you have to be meis nefesh for the avos raya for the satellite for masikavul gal zero as well. And the Ran from here brings a raya to be misapi with an eshesish, masikavul gal zero, which is a chiddush all by itself. The Ran is takamash not the way. It's only kibbutz. Anyway, that's a side issue. But upon him, the Ran says pshat in that Gemara. The reason why you're not allowed to be men of, not allowed to be misrapi with the asei asherah is because you have to be moisin nefesh from Avodah Zarah inu b'chol of Israel and include the other Yisurim. Rashi and Tosfos Achol. Rashi and Tosfos learn that the reason why you have to be yahor gal yaver not to be misrapi with the asei asherah says Rashi because he's near kemoydele. By being misrapi from the Asei Asherah, it's nearer that he's being murdered to the efficacy of the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says that it's because by being misrapi from the Asherah, he's being mechazik the emunah in the Asherah. People see, oh look, this Asherah has miraculous properties; it cures people, so it'll give chizik to the Avodah Zarah. Mele Tosfos and Afkaminin din. What'll be that it's only usher if the doctor said he needs to be misrapi from this particular tree, which is an Avodah Zarah, because it has some kind of magical property or perfect property or whatever. So then it's also. But what if the doctor said he needs to be misrapi, he needs maple syrup. That's his refuah, maple syrup. And the only maple tree around happens to be an Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says, that's not your Avodah Zarah. Because that doesn't give chizik to Avodah Zarah. He's not... He needs maple syrup. Maple syrup is a generic item. It happens to be the only tree around was an Avodah Zarah. That's not mechazik the Avodah Zarah. So that's not kamut. You don't have to be meisa nefesh. No, it's even though it's avad also b'hano, the tree is avad also b'hano. Apparently, Tosfos holds, and Rashi apparently also, that there's no chiyuv to be meisa nefesh with isra hano b'avodah Zarah. The chiyuv is to be meisa nefesh not to give chizik to Avodah Zarah, not to be near kemoydeloi, not to be strengthened the emunah in the Avodah Zarah. But the Isra HaNov from Avodah Zarah is not the Yahor Gal Yaver. Machlokes Tosfos on the one, Rashi Lechor also like Tosfos on the one hand, and the Ran on the other. And Shulchan Aruch means the both days. Is there a Chiyuv Yahor Gal Yaver to be Nenah from Avodah Zarah? The Ran holds yes, Inu B'chol of Israel. And Rashi and Tosfos hold no. It's only if you're being Mechazik the Avodah Zarah. But Isra HaNov from the Avodah Zarah doesn't have these. So the Shail is, Lechor, the Ran is a riot. From the Gemara about the Sapi Meyachayr again, you see by Gilirai, at least we say Inu B'chol of Israel. Why do Rashi and Tosfos hold that? And the truth is that Rashi and Tosfos also need a hesber from the other side. What exactly is this Isser of Nirik and Meidolai? What kind of Isser is that? There's an Isser in Torah of Nirik and Meidolai that's Behar Galyala. Or Tosfos is different. Tosfos, it looks like you can chizik the Avodah Zarah. Where does it say in Torah and Issa that's behar be'al yavah? That's behar be'al yavah. No, that you're not allowed to do something that will strengthen people's faith in Avodah Zarah.
not any lavan that we know about from Avodah Zarah. So Rashi and Tosfos in the Hezbollah from both sides. They hold that for the Yisra HaNov of Avodah Zarah, you don't have to be Meisa Nefesh. Why not? Inu B'chol of Israel. Why is it any different than Gilei Arayis? This is happy in Meyach HaYirah Geder. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Rashi and Tosfos need a Hezbollah, because they hold that you do have to be Meisa Nefesh, not to be near Kemoyda to the Avodah Zarah, or not to be near Kemoyda to the Avodah Zarah, according to Tosfos, not to be Mechazik the Amun in the Avodah Zarah. Where did that Issa come from? Where? I can maybe since the Drabonu. We're talking here Yehor Gal Yavar. Must be Nisr Der Aisa. Where does it say in Torah Nisr with the chaymer of Yehor Gal Yavar not to do something which will be near it, which will be mechazik the emunah of Avodah Zarah? Right. I think that's the answer. I think that Rashi and Tosfos hold that they're smart. That the chiyuv mesiras nefesh that we learn out from Yehafta is not for Avodah Zarah itself. Avodah Zarah itself, akhed, maybe it has v'chayve. The chiyuv to be meisa nefesh is for v'yahavta Hashem Elokech, which is the newest. And mele it makes a difference ben lekula ben lechuma. On the other hand, it makes a difference lekula that whereas by Gilei Arayis the chiyuv mesiras nefesh is for the aver of Gilei Arayis because it's makish Gilei Arayis to shvichas damim. So by Gilei Arayis the chiyuv mesiras nefesh is for the chaymer aver of Gilei Arayis. So there says the Rani has arrived from the Gemara. Schar Taki would arrive from the Gemara that Inu Bechol of Israel, of Israel to Gilei Arayis. You also have to be Meisa Nefesh for. And that in Shulchan Aruch, I don't think he brings the Machlokes about. Of Israel to Gilei Arayis, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. So I don't think that's the Machlokes. But by Avodah Zarah, it's not Inu Bechol of Israel because you're really not Mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah either. If there would be Chiyev to be Meisa Nefesh for the Isra of Avodah Zarah, then the Rani would be right. Inu Bechol of Israel. But the Smag says there's not going to be chiyuv to be meisa nefesh for Avodah Zarah, except for Esi. For Esi, you have to be meisa nefesh even for tzitzis. You have to be meisa nefesh even for any other, even for Akas and the Masani. But Betzino, we're talking about Betzino. There's no chiyuv to be meisa nefesh for Avodah Zarah. Culture can, you know, to be meisa nefesh for Avodah Zarah. What you have to be meisa nefesh for is Avas Hashem. To be nefesh of Avodah Zarah is not a steer to Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is altim reno ba'acher, Rashi says. Being nefesh of Avodah Zarah is not a violation of Avas Hashem. So that's lekula, but on the other hand, it also has a tzad chumra that even things that technically are not avodah zarah, but they strengthen avodah zarah in the world. It's near kemaydaloi, and it gives people chizuk and it's mechazikly avodah zarah in the world. So that's a steer to v'achdus Hashem alakecha. That's avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is to strengthen avodah zarah. So that's Shittas Rashi. So that therefore Rashi and Tosfos hold. I think it's with the smag it works very well. Rashi and Tosfos. Hold ben lekula ben chumra. Chiyuv mesiras nefesh here is not for Avodah Zarah itself. The chiyuv mesiras nefesh is for Avas Hashem. Al timirenu like Rashi is by us. V'yahavtas Hashem elokecha al timirenu ba'acher. Al timirenu ba'acher. So don't be near kemoydaloi and don't do things that will be mechazik people's amun in the Avodah Zarah. For that you have to chiyuv to be meisa nefesh. But to be nenef from Avodah Zarah stamazay where it doesn't strengthen the Avodah Zarah, that's just the only maple syrup available. So then in Chanami that Rashi and Tosfos told that's not for Yehor Gal Yavar. Why should I be meisa nefesh for that? That's a technical violation of Gilei Arayis. No, Gilei Arayis is v'chayben, but it's not a violation of Avas Hashem. For Avas Hashem, you have Avas. You only have to miss an nefesh for Avas Hashem, not for Avodah Zarah. So Zochinu, if we're right, so Zochinu, we have here a whole sheet in Rishonim. The Smag is Mefurish. The Smag is Mamash Mefurish. And I want to say that Rashi and Tosfos is also are along the lines of the Smag. That the chiyuv of v'yahavtas Hashem alakecha, Rebbelezer's chiyuv of v'yahavtas Hashem alakecha, is not a chiyuv to be meisa nefesh for Avodah Zarah. It's a chiyuv to be meisa nefesh for the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which of Mela means don't be avin Avodah Zarah. But it's not aslis Avodah Zarah per se. And the smag is mamish dorma for Russian. The behemoth doesn't become necessary. It's just the fairish because you're not over not the azvara and not the inch. You're over that the mitzvahs asay of v'yahavtas Hashem alakecha. I think it works very well also in the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos. And the Ran, on the other hand, is the Beit. See in the Ran. The Ran holds no forget. The is the Chiyuv Mesiras Nefesh is for the Isra of Avodah Zarah, even the technical Isra of Avodah Zarah that have nothing to do with Avas Hashem. The Binene from Avodah Zarah. What does Binene from Avodah Zarah have to do with Avas Hashem? It's an Isra of Avodah Zarah, in the Bechol of Israel. The Ran taka holds out the way. The Ran holds with Avas Hashem that the Chiyuv we have to is Megala, that you have to be Meis and Nefesh for the Aveir of Avodah Zarah itself. And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah left, not like this much. there's a Ran. There's a Ran of Pesachim. I think it's over there. I wasn't going to talk about it, so I don't remember now the Mar Mokum, but we're here already. So deep in, maybe I'll mention it. He has a Ram to some extent. So, or Rav Shmuel. Anybody have Rav Shmuel he called to? I don't have it. And I think it's there in Chafek. I'm not positive, but I think it's there in Chafek. The Ram of Sochem is done. Look, I'll be the Shilat. Where you have a Chiyah Mesiris Nefesh, let's say by the Gimel Areis Chamuris, or Bevaresi, we have to Mesir Nefesh for all Areis. If you were not Mesir Nefesh, and you'd violated the Aveira, do you get the Einish? So we already saw in the Rambam, the Rambam says that no, you don't get the Einish. Even by Gimel Aveira is Chamuris, you don't get the Einish. You pulled it from the Einish. The Chemdus, I told you, the Chemdus Shlomo says that the Rambam got it from the Gemara Neva Rezar, from Rebzer. You're an honest regardless. You have to make an effort, but you're honest. The Rambam is also dying in the Shaila. Are you nenesh or you're not nenesh? So the Ran says that he thinks it's chaluk. By the gimel averes chamurus, we have to meisa nefesh even bit sino. So there, if you violated the avera, then you get the einish. Because it's called you violated the avera itself. There's no v'chaymer. These averes machmas chaymer iser, they don't have a hefter. You're mechuyif to meisa nefesh for the avera. No, we have to see. I don't remember exactly the Ran says it, but he says it b'shem Rabbeinu David. He says the gimel averes chamuras, not like the Rambam. If you violate the gimel averes chamuras, let's say you were boiling erva, so you chayiv leinish, because there's no v'chayiv behem, because you have to meisa nefesh, and presumably there's no v'leinu. I guess I don't know if he talks about v'leinu le tasadover, but he means there's no v'leinu le tasadover either, because the v'leinu le tasadover is where she's legitimately an onus. Here you're not onus because you're supposed to be meisa nefesh. But on the other end, he says, what about other averes to Farhesia? What if somebody was Mechal Shabbos by a Farhesi case where he was really supposed to be Mesa Nefesh? It was the guy wanted him to be Farhesia, to be Mechal Shabbos, Lilachis, and he went and he was Mechal Shabbos. So was he Chayef Mechal Shabbos? Says the Ran, no, then he already thinks not. Because that's only been a Gashdi B'Soich Bnei Yisrael, so that's Chil Hashem. But the aver itself, he's still on the son. It's more like you wanted to say before. Then if a Nigdashdi, that's the other way around. It's Mamish. It's the exact opposite of the smag. The smag holds, at least by Avodah Zarah, that b'tsino, even though you're mechuyev to be meisa nefesh, but it's not for Avodah Zarah. It's a new issur of Yahavta. But v'nikdashti means you're not honest. V'nikdashti puts it back into the issur of Avodah Zarah. And the Ran away is the opposite of that. The Ran holds by the gimel of chamuris, including Avodah Zarah. If you were over, you violate the aver itself, and you nenesh on the aver itself. But Chil Hashem is a side issue. The issue of Chil Hashem b'Farhesia, that's a side avera, but it doesn't take off the fact that you have that on the avera itself of Chil Shabbos. Let's say l'maisan Chil Shabbos, you had a. Again, I'm not sure if he's working with the Chaybim or an Ireland Tassadover. We have to see inside, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but I'm mentioning now. You see in the Ran, I'm mentioning now because I think the Ran's the Shitasa. The Ran's the Shitasa, we saw the Ran knows that even on Avizrayu the Avodah Zarah yachad meisa nefesh. So that's clear, the Ran learned that the Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh of Avodah Zarah is not for some side issue of after. It's for Avodah Zarah itself. And the Ran the Shitasa therefore holds that if you are even Avodah Zarah b'tzino, then you're nenesh as Avodah Zarah. Because he learns that v'yahavta takes off the heter of a chaybem. And it reverts to being an isir, to being osir, and with the aver with I feel with the inner shabbat. On the other hand, chil Hashem, and if actually b'soich b'nei Yisrael, that he says that's a side of there. That doesn't mean you were mechal Shabbos. As far as chil Shabbos is concerned, you have the p'tur of a chay b'hem, and something means a chay b'hem. You have the p'tur of a chay b'hem. You violate a side issue of and if actually b'soich b'nei Yisrael, but you don't get the inner for chil Shabbos. So let's say opposite of the smag. I think it's the Ran of Shitosoi that we already were mechiyach that the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha takes off the Chayvim and it reverses the Yisrael of the Zohar. Sinu v'chol of Israel. On the other hand, Chor the Rav Asher, I think Rav Shmuel asked this, it's against the Gemara of Avodah. How do you make sense of the Gemara of Avodah? Rav and Avodah Zarah said that Bitsin of the Behemah is not Nesta, but Feresi of the Behemah is Nesta. Because the Feresi, it's when the Dash people say from Yisrael. So we want to learn whether Rav like the, it's certainly not, the Rav can't be like the Smad. So let's say Rav is going like Rabbi Shmuel at Taisus Ben. Rav is going like Rabbi Shmuel. Bitsin, you have Rabbi Shmuel, you're out of you, you have a Chai Behem. But the Feresi of the Behemah is Nesta, because the Feresi you have in Dash people say from Yisrael. But according to the Rav, the Dash people say from Yisrael is a side Isser. But the Isser of the Zohar itself, you have a Chai Behem if you're going like Rabbi Shmuel. Let me sum it up. Maybe we'll sum it up. We'll probably come back to a lot of these issues also, but getting our feet wet. Shabbos for getting our, like, sinking in over our heads, but the plan was to get our feet wet. We have a Gemara of Adazar. Let's talk about this. We have a Gemara of Adazar. The Gemara of Adazar talks about Yemishtacha Velu Behemes Chaver Rebainus. Goyim were Ma'anasim to Mimishtacha, not his own Behem. Goyim were Ma'anasim to Mimishtacha Velu his Behem. And there's a shailah gemara, does the behemah become neser or not? So we have Reb Zeir says the behemah does not become neser because of l'nair l'tasadover. So cryptic Reb Zeir, l'nair l'tasadover, Tais explains that Reb Zeir holds, he has to be based on nefesh, but l'nair l'tasadover takes off the oynish, and if it takes off the oynish, then the behemah is also not neser. So it's a new svar of Reb Zeir. Okay, we'll put that on the side. That's not right now our preoccupation. Rava says that there's a chilk between bitzina and b'feresu. If it was bitzina, the behemah is not neser. If it was Beferesi, the Behemah is Nesa. So what's the Pshat in Rava? But Sin of Beferesi, that sounds like Rabbi Shmuel. The Chilik in Sin of Beferesi is a Rabbi Shmuel, the Chilik. Do we hold like Rabbi Shmuel? So in Taisus, there's two Mahakam. Taisus themselves say, yeah, Rava is going like Rabbi Shmuel. First Taisus thinks because Rava passes like Rabbi Shmuel. Then Taisus says, no, I have to be Chas V'Shalom. But Rava is going, I'll leave with Rabbi Shmuel. Kach V'Kach. Rava here is saying, in Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Bitsino, you're allowed to do it. L'chai b'hem. So that's not called Avodah Zarah, the behemah is not Nesa. V'fahesio, you're not allowed to do it, so the behemah is Nesa. That's the Pashup Shat and Rava, that's the first Mahalach of Taisus. Then Taisus brings another Mahalach Hashem, the Smag. That Rava agrees that you're not allowed to do it, even Bitsinah, because we have to Hashem Lekecho. So what's the difference between the Bitsinah and the V'fahesio? The difference is that Bitsinah really fundamentally have a chai b'hem. There's a side mitzvah's assay of Avas Hashem for which you have to be Meisah Nefesh. The side mitzvah's assay of Avas Hashem doesn't ask the Behem. Because as far as the Yisrael Avodah Zarah is concerned, there's Bechai Behem, and you have no Azhara, and you have no Einish. You didn't violate Avodah Zarah. So the Behem is not awesome. You violated a mitzvah of Yahav to Hashem Elkecha B'chol Avav. Okay, you violated a mitzvah's assay, but that doesn't ask the Behem. Now Shein came before Hesio. But for Hesi, you have to be Meister Nefesh for all Yisurim. So you have to be Meister Nefesh for the Isur of Avodah Zarah. So but for Hesi, you can't say you weren't allowed. So, but for Hesi, you violate not just the mitzvah's Esi of Yahavtas Hashem, but for Hesi, you violate Avodah Zarah. You lose the Bechai Behem, and you violate Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, the Behem is Nesa. That's the Smad. So the main thing we took out of this is the Sheet of Smad. That Avas Hashem is doesn't take off a Chai Behem, it's just a new Isser of Avas Hashem. A new Mitzvah's Esser of Avas Hashem. And I wanted to say that works out very well with the Shita Rashi and Taisus, that the Chiyah Mesiris Nefesh by Avodah Zarah is not to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah. We don't say Inu B'chol of Israel. That's Lakula. But on the other hand, it does include not to give Chizik to Avodah Zarah. So it's a very strange Shita Rashi and Taisus. On the one hand, they have the strange Kula. That we're not worried about being Nenef from Avodah Zarah. We don't say Inu B'chol of Israel. Like Gilei Rais, we say Inu B'chol of Israel. On the other hand, they have this strange Chumrah that it includes things that are really not Avodah Zarah at all, giving Chizik to Avodah Zarah. So what is it? So the answer is, with this man, it's a new issue, it's a new mitzvah's essay of Avas Hashem. Atam Renu B'acher. That means don't give Chizik to Avodah Zarah. But nothing to do with the technical violation of being Nenef from Avodah Zarah. That's the main takeaway from this discussion. And that's how the Smag learnt up Rava's Chiluk in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Bitsino, the Behemah is not Nesar, because you violated Avas Hashem, but you didn't violate Avodah Zarah. But for Hesio, you violated Avodah Zarah, so then the Behemah is awesome. On the other hand, the Ran, who says you have to be Moisei Nefesh from being Neneh from Avodah Zarah, what does it have to do with Avos Hashem? That's clearly a technical violation of Avodah Zarah. It's nothing to do with Avos Hashem per se. And the Ran says you have to be Moisei Nefesh for that too. Inu B'chol Avos Raya. The Ran obviously learned. Not like this man. The Ran learned that the V'Avdus Hashem Elokecha is Megale, that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's no Heter V'chaibem. And Avodah Zarah includes Inu B'chol Avos Raya, even to be Neneh from Avodah Zarah. So we have a Mechaikis, the Ran on the one hand. And the Sman and Taisus on the other, what does the Haftas say? The Ran learns that the Haftas is a Gili Milso, that there's no Vachaybem in Avodah Zarah, and Meili you revert to the Isser, Avodah Zarah doesn't have a Chaybem, and Meili you have to be Moisei Nefesh of Avodah Zarah, the same way you have to be Moisei Nefesh for Gili Arayas, and the Nubachal of Israel. And on the other hand, the Smag and Taisus hold, no, the Haftas Hashem Lekecha doesn't take off Vachaybem, Vachaybem still is here, and as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, this is Vachaybem. And you're not over Avodah Zarah if it's bonus. But there's a new Mrs. Essay of Avodah Hashem. And that, on the one hand, includes more than Avodah Zarah in some ways, and less than Avodah Zarah in some ways. It includes not to give chizik to Avodah Zarah, but on the other hand, which is not part of the real history of Avodah Zarah, but on the other hand, it doesn't include Av Yisrael, it doesn't include being netted from the Avodah Zarah. That's a machlokes. Comes out of machlokes smag and the Ran. And the last thing that I mentioned, is this Ran and Psochim, who has some chutzis to kashita, that if you violate gimel averes chamuras vitzino, so you get the einish, because these averes are biharug val yavar. The aver itself is biharug val yavar. So you violate the aver, you get the einish, even though you were einish. But other averes like chil shabbos, if you violate them before hesio, so even though you're supposed to be mosen nefesh before hesio, as if nikdashti b'sef ben Israel, but so you violated chil Hashem, but it's not called you violated chil shabbos. You don't get the einish for chil shabbos. It's in a way the diametric opposite of the smag. The smag says Avos Hashem is a side issue, but v'nikdashti b'seif v'nishel takes off a chay bem and you over the Yisr itself. The bem is nesa. And the Ran the Ran is the other way around. The Ran is saying where you have to be meis and nefesh for that avera itself, like by Avodah Zarah, gilir aishichas domim, even Avodah Zarah. So then it's called the oyer Avodah Zarah, and you get the einish Avodah Zarah. Is a side issue of Chil Hashem, but it's not called you violated the Aver itself. It's the opposite extreme from the Ran. The Shal is going to be how does the Ran learn the Gemara of Azar? The Chiluk Nesidim. The Gemara of Azar says for Hesed the Behemah is not Nesa. Excuse me, the Behemah is Nesa. Why is the Behemah Nesa? You violated a side issue of an Igdashi B'Seif B'Nei Yisrael. Why should the Behemah be Nesa? Okay, that will leave as an outstanding question. Okay, I think we're going to stop here because we did already. Okay.
Actually, I'm going to smack the Gemara. Rather than the next Amud. Bye.